Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to The Angel Connection, a weekly show about all things angelic with your host, international healer and author, C.J. Martas.
Good evening, my angel friends. This is C.J. Martas and you're listening to The Angel Connection on Friday, December 7th. This evening we're going to be discussing healing through art, sacred geometry. My special guest, Barbara Evans, is here to share some powerful knowledge that she has about this great subject, about her work and a wonderful tool she's created for being able to personally work with the vibrations of sacred geometry. We'll take callers with topic-based questions or comments, so please feel free to call in at 1-877-296-0345. Well, I've got a couple of prayer requests here that I'm going to send out to all of you listeners. Please offer prayers for J.S. and Tom Francis, who have been struggling with diabetes and associated pain. I want to ask that you send prayers to Stacia. She's a young gal that I... in her family. She's been dealing with complications from a surgery on her tailbone almost a year now. The issues have made it difficult to do something just as simple as sitting in a chair. And she's going to be facing another radical surgery to try to help correct this problem and get this surgical site healed. So let's just envision her new surgeon just breezing through and having a success in helping her. Well, I want to start with a little bit of an inspiring story. And I'm looking for the story this week. And this is the headline that jumps out at me, which, you know, is right up my alley. Homeless man saves newborn baby during emergency delivery. I was like, okay, I really got to look at that, right? So I guess a young couple who was expecting their first child, they were on the highway, they were heading home, and they kind of got a big surprise, which does happen to parents sometimes. Their baby, who was not due for 4 more weeks, decided to arrive at that moment. So they pull into this truck stop, and the baby's delivering. And unfortunately, the baby was born with the cord wrapped around her neck, and she was blue. She wasn't breathing, and of course, these young parents are panicking. At that moment, a homeless man named Gary Wilson, who just happened to be hitchhiking from Montana to Georgia, became an angel who was just in the right place at the right time. He was absolutely calm and saved the baby's life by unwinding the umbilical cord, cutting the cord properly, and massaging the baby's back to get her breathing again. The ambulance crew, the young couple, everyone, of course, kept saying Gary was an angel. And what was kind of a funny comment, and I'll post the actual story to the page later, was that the young mother even said to her that this homeless man, Gary, had this really long hair and he sort of looked like Jesus. So I wanted to share that with you, as I often share on my show. You know, angels come in many different shapes and sizes, don't they? Including this homeless man who was hitchhiking at a truck stop and just so happened to be at the right place at the right time. So we never know when we're going to be those angels to people in need. I have a short announcement. I just wanted to let all the listeners know about the release of my novel, finally, Angel Incarnate One Birth. It will be released on Kindle exclusively on 12/12/12. Great date, this upcoming Wednesday. So don't worry if you don't have a Kindle. If you're interested in reading the book, there's Kindle apps for most smartphones and free Kindle software for the PC too. To celebrate my big moment, I'm finally completing this Divinely Inspired project. I'm giving away 10 digital copies of the book for free to 10 of my lucky newsletter subscribers. These will be selected at random from those who have visited my new book website and registered for the newsletter. And there's still time for a chance to win your copy. Winners will be announced on Wednesday once the book's available. So visit www.angelincarnate.com to learn more about my book. Well, without further ado, the angels have a somewhat long message this week, but hopefully it will be helpful for all of you to navigate. Especially with some of the intense energies that we have been experiencing lately. So here we go. Dear ones, as we have in recent weeks, we are here to help you navigate this ever-changing time that will usher in a new era of consciousness on this planet. You've done very well to become more consciously aware of your emotions, thoughts, behaviors, self-judgments, and the traumas which must be healed in order for you to move forward. There have been tremendous shifts on an energetic level this past week, and these shifts will continue to increase as you approach the end of December. This window of period of time has and will continue to support the deepest healing possible in the shortest amount of time. you may be experiencing a very different type of shift than what you have been accustomed to in the past. The deepest level of shift you can possibly experience is one that exists at a physical level. Your physical body is a reflection of all that you are. Subconscious issues are also stored within the hologram of each individual cell in your body. As you release old and unnecessary information from your cells, it can throw your physical body off balance. If you've been experiencing ailments such as flu-like symptoms, strange areas of pain, vomiting or purging, unusual physical sensations, tingling, burning, or heavy fatigue, then you are shifting at a cellular level. You may also experience health crises where your thoughts may turn toward death or dying. This is just a reflection of the death of old ways of suffering that are trying to leave. You cannot use the same cognitive thinking processes to override this change in your body as you may have done for emotional issues. So much of your personal growth this year has been done at the level of your thoughts. The physical shift is quite different than those memories you may have of deeper healing in the past. In whatever way this current wave may be affecting you, it's important to understand what is happening so that you can support this process. Stay in tune with your body consciousness and the messages it is sending to you. If you are tired, you must rest. If you are dehydrated, you must drink. If your body doesn't assimilate a particular food well, then do not eat it. You simply need to support and allow your body to let go of whatever it needs to release. By listening well to your body messages, you will have greater ease and healing than if you push yourself too hard or try to force yourself in another direction consciously. You must take time to do this final stage of healing as your cells finally let go of residual negative energies that you may still be affected by. If you are ill, know that your body with proper care will become well again. Encourage others around you to remain positive about their health and healing. If you fight or try to suppress this release, you could inadvertently create a much bigger healing crisis than would have happened naturally if you chose to surrender and allow. We realize that this time of year is normally one of rapid pace and much to do. During the holiday season, it can be especially hard to put yourself ahead of all those things you feel, quote, must be done or, quote, should be done. We felt it was absolutely essential that we share this information with you this week and let you know that this current deep shift absolutely requires that you put your physical needs first rather than allowing the rest of your consciousness to direct your actions. So remember, dear one, do not judge yourself for how you physically feel or allow yourself to stress because you do not have the energy to go, go, go. Let go of your fears this upcoming week and embrace what will be shining within you after such an amazing physical release such as this one. The angels are always here to help support you as you nurse your inner wounds in order to become whole and happy again. Know that you are an amazing light in the world and we are always here to serve you. Just call upon us this week whenever you need us and we'll surround you with a big group hug. Until next time, dear ones, we are the Seraphim. Well, I don't know about everybody else out there, but when this message came through, I know a lot of people, especially over the last week, who normally don't get sick, coming down with strange ailments and all of that. So we have to just allow this process of that physical clearing to happen as well. So very valuable advice. I have much gratitude to the Seraphim for bringing this weekly message to all the listeners. Well, I want to talk and introduce here my wonderful guest, Barbara. She's lived with her husband and three children in the United States for 18 years. She's the founder of Crystal Wings Healing Art. She has led more than 50 educational seminars and contributed to many conferences both coast to coast and internationally. She travels worldwide to provide tools, consultations, and solutions for creating sacred space, supporting optimal holistic healing environments, and for bringing beneficial vibrational energies to all facets of our lives. And I have personally got to experience one of the tools we're going to be talking about tonight. So without further ado, I'd love to welcome Barbara Evans to the show. Welcome to the Angel Connection, Barbara.
Thank you, CJ. I'm absolutely delighted to be with you on the show.
Well, I've had just a wonderful time working with your tool. We were definitely birds of a feather when we got to speak before the show, of course. And so I'm just delighted to have you on the show so that we can discuss this topic. And it's one that doesn't get discussed, I think, very often. It's kind of a new topic, too, for the show. But as I always do, I think it's always wonderful to get to know, you know, the guests better. So I'd like you to just kind of talk about what kind of triggered your own spiritual awakening and journey, and we'll kind of start there.
Okay. Well, I started off my adult life as a biologist and was very much into the Western way of the world. So, science and Western medicine was my way of being. And then my father developed cancer. And so I traveled that journey with him over through the last 2 years of his life before he passed over. And in a sense, was really, really very deeply touched and moved by what was happening with him. And in the last week, as I was sitting with him, the words appeared in my head, and I had, to my knowledge, absolutely no psychic ability whatsoever, no interest really in spiritual things, was not conscious of a spiritual side of myself. And I was sitting with him in the hospice, and I heard these words in my head that said, life wasn't meant to be like this. There has to be another way. And I knew that that was something different. That wasn't my regular thought patterns. It wasn't like it was my brain that was hearing these. Well, it was hearing these words, but it wasn't creating these words. And at the same time that my father had gone through this experience, my own health had deteriorated. So as he left this world, my health was in a pretty poor state, and I was in a situation where something had to be done because it was not sustainable. And a series of synchronicities started to happen, really actually kick-started by a dream in which my father came to tell me that he was fine, that he was happy, and I saw him in the dream in, you know, a beautifully serene state that was far younger than he was when he left this world. And that dream was absolutely life-changing and was the moment at which I started to notice synchronicities in my life. And those synchronicities led me into experiencing and studying various energy healing modalities. And it was as if this amazing new world was opening to me that I hadn't previously known existed. And I very quickly responded to the energy healing sessions that I was receiving. And the lady, who was a most beautiful woman, said that she felt what had happened to me was that I was a natural healer. But obviously that was not all functioning in the way that it should do. And so as my father became sick, I gave him my core energy. I was just passing him my energy. So as he left, I was totally exhausted and my own systems were doing all sorts of weird things. So that was the very beginning for me that took me into a very new world. And also during that period of time, I discovered the Course in Miracles, which again was an incredibly life-changing experience as I began to understand the messages that were in that amazing book. And then a second trigger happened, and it was after the second trigger, the very sudden passing of my mother, and it was a while after that that it was suggested to me that I try drawing. And that was the same week that I discovered sacred geometry, and so I automatically linked those two things together. And what I'm doing now is the result of that step into responding to the message of try drawing.
Well, you know, as I bring guests on the show, Barbara, you know, so many people have such a similar story from the standpoint of an event occurs that suddenly just takes them off in a completely different direction.
I know.
Way, way, way away, you know,
yeah.
Like having a whole new life, right?
Yes.
And, you know, I think that is because, of course, I believe that we're in the midst of a huge energy shift, you know, in our world. And it's something we talk about a lot on the show. You know, do you feel that way, that you feel that, you know, each of us is kind of one of many just sort of waking up at this time?
Yes, and I actually feel, looking back, and obviously didn't feel this at the time, but looking back, I feel as if it was a life contract between my father and myself, that he would go through this experience in order to trigger my awakening. I feel as if that was all, you know, set before we entered this lifetime. And I feel also that it's been very important for me to have experienced that time where I wasn't spiritually aware. Because now, in the place that I've moved to, I can still very, very clearly understand the people who have yet to start their awakening process and the people who are on that awakening journey. And so it's very different to other people who came in conscious and have remained so throughout their whole life. So I feel it's, I mean, yes, so many people are awakening, and the shifts, even this year and especially in the last few months, are just huge, enormous.
It is. We're all kind of like riding the roller coaster going, woo! You know, I know I am. And things just seem to continue, you know, to speed up. And I do think that we get, we do have agreements with the people in our lives for various things. Sometimes it is to go through an experience as a catalyst that kind of lets you know, hey, it's time to switch gears, like that. But before, you know, as you kind of got into drawing, did you consider yourself artistic?
No. Not at all.
I'm a stick figure kind of gal.
It was like, that was the shock of it all. it was an amazing surprise.
And so before we kind of start with, you know, what you've created, which is just so powerful, for listeners that, you know, aren't really familiar, and you kind of touched on it saying that you started to draw and then you became, you know, familiar with sacred geometry. So what is it, and why is this an important piece of our existence to understand?
Right. Well, the actual sacred geometry that I connected with in the first instant was the flower of life. And this is something that you can research very easily. It is an ancient symbol which has been discovered all over the world in sacred sites. It's as if the ancient peoples engraved it and painted it in places that were very sacred, so that now, in this time where we're awakening, we would find it and start putting this information together. And it's said that this particular pattern, together with other patterns that are related to it, contain all of the information on which the universe is built. And you look at it, and it's a series of circles which interlock. It's difficult to describe in words. It's something that you need to see, but it's made of a series of circles, very beautiful pattern. And to think that this contains so much information is just, I want to say, mind-blowing in a sense.
You know, we don't often touch on that, not to interrupt you, dear, but, you know, we talk about energy a lot, but anything that's energetic also contains information, which is really sometimes hard to kind of wrap our head around. But I was kind of guided to sacred geometry. I kept seeing that symbol, or series of symbols. And so I guess it was probably 15 years ago that I became familiar with the Flower of Life, Drumville and McKieseldeck, who had lectured back then, you know, about it.
And his book, The Ancient Secrets of the Flower of Life. Yeah.
And
that was how I discovered it, was through his book. And so now I think of sacred geometry as being the language of the universe. And that whenever we look at the patterns within nature, we see sacred geometry. We see the patterns, of nature, of snowflakes, of crystal structures, of molecules, of flowers and pine cones and seashells. They all have this resemblance to the basic structures of geometry. And many people in their geometry
studies will have looked at the Platonic solids, and those
right.
Platonic solids are part of this sacred geometry and this language of the universe.
Well, I'm kind of a science geek. I actually have like 6-inch gold versions, 3D versions of the Platonic solids.
Very cool.
Because I was really getting into a lot more of that science end, you know, at that
uh-huh.
time, and what's everything made of, and how does that communicate to us? So,
and it's very interesting because having got the science background as a biologist, as I moved into the sacred geometry, what I realized was that I actually approach it from a very intuitive side, and having read back in 1999 Drumbelow Melchizedek's 2 volumes of The Ancient Secrets of the Flower of Life, I then put those books away and allowed the designs to come from my guides and flow through me. And so from that point, haven't really studied other humans' presentations of sacred geometry. I've just intuitively allowed these patterns to flow through and the understanding of what they are to develop as I've gone along my path.
Just trusting the process.
Yes.
Very good. So what comes next then? You start drawing, so what and get drawn to the Flower of Life. So what happens after that?
Well, it was interesting because just from the very first drawing I did was a labyrinth, and I painted it. And even with that very first one, I could feel the universal energies flowing through me and into the painting. And there was a knowing that it was to be shared with other people. It was not just for me. And it was to help me with my journey, but it was also to help others with theirs. And so the first few paintings I did were really all very much of a healing journey. And each time I was guided as to what I was going to paint and what was going to be included. And then suddenly it would be, okay, it's today. This is the day to paint. And so I would paint. And so each time it was a definite knowing this is going to happen. And then I moved through to the middle of 2000, so I'd been painting for just over 6 months, really having so much fun, and the knowings went away. And it was
they went away?
They went away.
Ooh.
Like, oh, no. I had this gift seemed to be developing, and now it's gone. What do I do next? And so what I did was I went to my bookshelf and went, okay, I have to go study with somebody, and it's got to be, you know, a really top teacher. So I pulled off all my favorite books and decided that I would go and study crystal resonance therapy with Naisha Ajian. And for 18 months, I studied with her to be a crystal resonance therapist, and all of that 18 months, I didn't do any painting whatsoever. I thought that the painting had gone away and I was on yet a new, you know, direction to work with crystals and do crystal healing with individual people in private sessions. And then a matter of weeks after I received my certification to do that, the guidance to start painting came back. But this time I was to include the energy of the crystals. And so what came back was at a whole different level, because now there was the combination of the sacred geometry together with the healing energies of the crystals. And I don't choose colors to go into the paintings. I'm guided as to which crystal energy needs to go into which place in which painting and channel that crystal energy in, and the colors are created to match the crystal and the energies of the crystals.
So I bet at first, I'm always thinking of, you know, just as us humans, you know, stumbling along the path, being guided and all of this, I bet when you got to the end of that training and then all of a sudden the urge to paint comes back, you're like, what?
What? It was that, and then the whole thing was just, really interesting, and trust was such a huge part of it.
Right. And that's what I was kind of leading into. Sometimes we just have to trust that we're right where we're supposed to be.
Yes. And then, of course, as soon as it really started to fall into place, it became very clear that, and there was another sort of point at which that happened. So I had had the original drawings. All this time I was studying the crystals, the original paintings that I'd done were in a drawer. We'd moved house and, you know, they'd just been put away. And I went into a new local metaphysical store, which actually opened the day that I had moved into this new town. And we became friends very quickly. And one day I said, oh, I have these sacred geometry paintings and they're in a drawer. And she went, can I see them? So I brought them into the store and she went, oh, my gosh, Barbara, do you realize what you have here? She says, people have to see these. And she actually said, phone the Omega Institute and see if they're interested to see them. And so this is an institute in New York.
Mm-hmm.
And so I did and was put straight through to this lady who organized the artwork for the Omega Institute. And she said, oh, I need some more artwork for this conference that's going to be on in September. So I went to visit, showed her my artwork, and she wanted to have it exhibited at this conference, which was called the Water of Life. And so I was present at the conference, and there were some amazing speakers there. And they'd all step off the podium and stand right in front of my artwork, and it was incredibly exciting.
How cool. That is wonderful.
And so as I sat there, it was like, you know, a lot of this is, they were talking about biology, they were talking about engineering, they were talking about the spiritual aspects of water. And it was like I could understand it all, but I knew I was there as an artist, as a healing artist. And I found myself making this commitment to create a piece of artwork for healing the waters of the earth, and that it was to be energetically significant and make a real contribution to the healing of the planet and not just be a pretty picture to hang on the wall. And so after the conference, I set the sacred space to do this, said many prayers, including with all of the guides who are working with the planet and the healing of the planet, guide me, assist me, work through me, and if they chose to, show themselves in the painting. And I had no idea why I added that little bit on the end, but it was obviously divinely guided in itself. And as I was nearly finishing the painting at the end of the week, it was an incredibly intense week. I was coming to an end. And there was this little area on the painting where the paint just wouldn't stick. And it was like upside down. It wasn't right way up where I was painting at that time. I was like twisting the paper around on the table. And so I turned it around, so I was looking at it the right way up, and saw a face. And the instant I saw the face, I knew who it was, and it was Poseidon, the Greek god of the sea, which was not a spiritual being that I ever thought about. It wasn't anybody that I'd ever considered to be one of my guides. And so the fact that I saw Poseidon's face in the art for healing the waters of the earth, I knew in that instant that they had heard me, listened to me, and were working with me. And basically, my life was never going to be the same again.
Wow. Wow.
So that is number one of the image keys, as I was guided to call them, because they're keys to unlock our consciousness, keys to awaken our divine blueprint. So,
and I like that term, image keys. You know, and I've had a chance. So, for those who aren't you know, familiar, like I am, of course, that you have all these image keys, and so these are obviously artworks that transmit energy information to return us to the original blueprint, which is what I feel like we're all trying to make a fast track for right now, mm-hmm. energetically,
right.
is back to the original design, you know, where we had come away from. So I've had a chance to look at and work with the cards. So let's talk about the image keys. And, you know, I know that before the show you mentioned that you pulled some of these of your cards.
I did.
Ahead of the show for everybody. And so these image keys are obviously, how many are there? I can't remember.
There are 18 different images in the card deck, but also within the card deck there are, each image appears twice. And so there's one card that has a large image on it with a keyword, and then there's a second card that has the image smaller, but then it has, it's like a reading on it. The words catch the essence of the image. And they're called messages of universal wisdom empowerment cards. And the messages, the original messages, are held as frequencies within the paintings. And then the words on the card capture the essence of those messages within the image. And that the intention of all of it is to help us awaken what is already inside of us. So it's not like they're putting something into us that isn't already there. We already have this divine blueprint, and this is a tool which can help us to access what we already carry and really develop it in a way that is manageable for us. And so I think of them as helping to ease our way as we move through these incredible energy shifts towards a higher level of consciousness and the creation of a new earth.
Well, that's so beautifully said. And I've worked with a lot of, just for listeners, I've worked with a lot of different decks. Some of my favorites are like the Vibrational Healing deck, you know, different tools, Arcturian deck. I really love the frequency of those. But your deck, this card set is so unique. And as you were saying, that the smaller image with the words, you know, that is, you know, what is being held in that painting. It really is true, because I started playing with them in synchronicity and pulling cards, because there's all kinds of ways, right, that people can work with this as a tool.
Oh, yes, yes. And absolutely part of the intention as they were being created was the guidelines that come with the cards as to how to get started are just that, they're how to get started. And that everybody would develop their own way that they would know was the right way for them of using them. And people continuously come to me with new ideas of what they've been doing and how they've been using them, and it's really been quite incredible. So it's definitely to empower people to listen to their own intuition, and certainly are coming up with some absolutely incredible inspirations. But the card I specifically chose for you, CJ, was the image is called Galactic Connection, and its keyword is awareness. Would you like me to read you the message?
Absolutely.
Okay, so your special message for today, and this is very much the image is speaking directly to you through me. I hold vibrations and connections to all that is. My purpose is to activate your mind and DNA to higher levels of consciousness. I invite you to explore and expand the possibilities of your vastness beyond all limitations. We have all experienced separation through many lifetimes, feelings of separation from our Creator and from each other, feelings of being limited and alone. Now is the time for awareness of our connectedness and unlimited possibilities to prevail. You are a vast and magnificent being. It is time to remember your connections to all that exists within creation.
And as you were actually reading that to me, my energy was shifting.
Mm-hmm.
I'm real sensitive to my energy moving.
I know. It's
so powerful. So much is communicated.
Well, thank you. And what's interesting is I also picked a card for all of the listeners.
And oh, goody.
What is fascinating to me is that it really links in with your angel reading at the beginning of the show. Because the card that was selected for all of the listeners, its keyword is balance. And you were talking about balance.
Absolutely.
So,
would you like to read that for the listeners?
I would love to. And so, this image is called Resurrection and Balance. And so again, the image is speaking. I hold vibrations of balanced masculine and feminine energies. My purpose is to assist you to balance your energies of male and female, left and right, heart and mind. I invite you to integrate these balanced energies deep within the fabric of your being. Balance is the foundation of peace. It is time to balance feminine intuitive dreaming with masculine action and manifestation. As you master this intricate balance of masculine and feminine energies, recognize and accept you are a child of the Divine Creator. Creating balance within your own life is then reflected out into the world and assists both personal and planetary healing.
Wow. And I've been kind of watching the chat, and there's people who are listening to the show that have already gone to your website while they're listening, and they're really talking about how wonderful your work is, which I absolutely agree. And how fun is it to be able to give some additional message? But what is so interesting is the synchronicity, even with guests. Often, you know, the angel message sinks in, which is that's kind of cool and magical. That happens quite a bit with the Seraphim because they do check in kind of on everything, you know, everybody that's connected to deliver the message most useful, which is very, very helpful.
Yeah.
But to be able to work with, you know, this is a way of, you know, what I thought of or learned about sacred geometry is very scientific, you know, the Platonic solids, the base of all reality, you know, all these forms and all of this, because everybody knows I'm kind of a science geek too when it comes to a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
But what I love about your card, and when you were mentioning, even reading it tonight, those two cards, this is the painting, you know, that speaking to you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the yeah, it's like, so powerful. I'm just a little speechless.
Yeah, and you don't have to understand the
right.
Consciously, logically, scientifically, you don't have to understand the geometry of the image in order for it to act with you in energetic level to assist you with this process. You just have to say yes, basically.
Well, it's kind of like the angel message was, you know, when you have physical shifts going on, you can't look at it the same way maybe that we do when we're working with our thoughts. But what I like about this is simply sort of getting that mind out of the way and just allowing it to just infuse, you know, I just see like this energy just infusing into you when you're working with these cards.
Cards, and many, many people, if they hold the two cards, the picture card and the word card, one in the right hand, one in the left hand, and they really, you know, that they hold them and they check in with what they're feeling, many, many people can feel the energy from the cards just by holding them within their hands. And so I then say, well, just imagine that you are drawing those codes and frequency of awakening in through the palms of your hands and up your arms into your heart, allowing them to mingle within your heart and then spreading them through the whole of your being and then breathing them out into your life to bring those gifts into all levels of your experience, including your day-to-day life around you.
And what I really like are your suggestions for how to use them. You know, when I was pulling them, if I put the picture card, you know, over my heart, and then I was reading the other compliment card to it, yeah, the frequencies just sort of pour into you at that point.
Yeah.
And it's just wonderful. There's so much communicated, like you were saying, information is communicated at that energetic level. So these cards are just incredible. And for listeners out there, I was actually first talking to Barbara about her cards. Once I saw her cards, I had actually, a while back, before I kind of picked up my novel to finish it, had been entertaining creating cards very similar to this. So I thanked Barbara for creating the deck, so I didn't have another project to do, no. But it was so interesting to me that it was like I had seen these before when they mm-hmm. arrived in the mail.
Yeah.
Which I guess if everything's made of these symbols, certainly it's got to be familiar to everyone at some level. But it just rang very true. You know, you just get this resonance with the work you're doing with these cards. And so there's so many ways that people can work, you know, work with the deck. There's suggestions, you know, sometimes I just like to pull a card so I can be mindful of that particular, you know, my gift is this today.
Right. Or what is this sudden challenge about? And pick a card as well is another good one.
Right.
And somebody also was telling me that what she always does is say, well, if she has a challenge in her life, she says, well, what is the antidote to this challenge? And then she picks a card.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah. Because
so if I vibrate to this frequency, it will allow me to get through that challenge.
Yes. Yes.
Wow.
It's a wonderful way of looking at it. So, and then you can also use them to create sacred space, and that information is also in the instruction box with the cards. And simply by creating a circle of the cards around you, especially if you ask a question or set an intention before you do that, and you pick six cards and you place them on the floor in a circle, you sit in the center, and then you pick a seventh card and hold that in your hands, and you have totally created a sacred space, and that the energy is supportive of that intention that you have set. Or if you've asked a question, then the story of those cards that are around you and you're holding will give you a tremendous amount of information about that question that you've asked. So, and they're great fun to play with as well. They're good to play with groups of people too.
And they're beautiful. To go from being a scientist to such a wonderful artist, you know, and to have, I know we were both kind of resonating with this, you know, having many lifetimes in one lifetime, that kind of seems like the overall of my life is to have switched gears so many times, just sort of moving, obviously, with what we're intended to do.
Right.
I was going to say,
biology is, you know, when I was a biologist, I had a passion for understanding the human being and ecology and the earth. And so, in a sense, it's just a very different side of those same passions.
Now, you had asked me, you know, which would I like to look at. Of course, I jumped at the cards. But mm-hmm. you also have a book out. Is that true, then? You have
I
a
do.
Book?
Yes.
Is it different than the cards or about...
It tells the story of the first 13 images. So the card deck has 18 images in it, and the book focuses on the first 13. The book was done first. It's all in color, so you get amazing presentations of each of those 13 images. And as it tells the story of each one of them, it has photographs of the crystals that were used. It has photographs of the images with different parts highlighted. So I talk about the different parts of the sacred geometry and some of the stories behind it, some of the guides that came into the different images. And then it also has a chapter that really talks about my own spiritual awakening and how this, because I was constantly being asked, how did this all begin? And so there is a chapter at the end of the book entitled, How Did This All Begin?
So you get to tell your story as you do on you know, shows like this and
right.
all of that. But you know, it sounds like you could use the book similar to the cards, meaning you just
flip through.
You can.
I mean, you can definitely. I mean, some people, I've been told, some people will buy it and they read constantly until they finished, like all night sort of reading. And then other people will only ever use it as an oracle. So, you know, they will go to the book, open it at random, and read the page that they've turned to and receive the messages from that page. And other people work through it, you know, very slowly, from image to image in the sequence they occur in the book. And each of the images has an affirmation, a poem, and a decree as well, and also a channeling from Archangel Metatron and Mary Magdalene, who speak as if they are the image, just as the card deck does. So I've just opened the book, actually, at a channeling from Archangel Metatron for the second image, if... that is something that people would like to hear.
Sure. Let's do it.
Okay, so this is from Archangel Metatron speaking on behalf of the second image key, which is called Unity Over Water. And it says, I am the flower of life unlocked, the wisdom revealed. I bring the rainbow rays deep within your heart and physical body, activating and strengthening your physical systems. My greatest joy is to see the stirrings within you as you begin to accelerate your awakening, begin to feel more alive, begin to connect with your joy. My job is to trigger your own sense of knowing. How does it feel within your heart when you sense that something is truth? Many have come before this time to demonstrate the principles of unconditional love, compassion, and peace. Now is the opportunity for all to experience this, fully supported by the energies of the universe. This is a time like no other. We will get it right this time. We will succeed in bringing the energies of heaven into the experience of life on earth. Release your fears of the past and enjoy the journey.
Wow. There's something that spoke volumes to me, one line that you just read,
mm-hmm.
which is, we will succeed this time and we shall bring heaven to earth.
Mm-hmm.
The reason I have resonance with that is the not to plug my novel again, but I am excited about it, but it's just that the whole group of those books is all about that. About angels being incarnated and basically bringing heaven to earth. And I just got goosebumps when you read that part.
Awesome.
Wow. Well, you know, everything that is really occurring now, Barbara, you know, in the world, and I know there's a lot of fear about us, you know, hitting the solstice this year, but, you know, there always will be when big change is coming. And shifts are coming. And so your tool to me is just a wonderful way for people to be able to just keep going on that path, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Some of us are more diligent than others. And then I think that having, you know, some people are so visual that the artwork can be such a powerful tool for people.
Yes, I think so too. And I feel also that although it's incredibly deep work, it's also light and fun to play with as well, and so it doesn't feel like you're working.
Right, that's a good point.
Yeah.
I know that sometimes I joke that I'm in angel boot camp all the time, which is true. But on the flip side of that, angels are quite hilarious to hang out with because they do insert play a lot. So they're pretty keen on art as well, you know, just something that is lighter. But boy, when we're on point, it's, you know, it's nose down, let's get these lessons learned. But that is the path, you know, that I came in to do. You know, we have these agreements coming in, and I try to give the angels a hard time for putting me in boot camp 13 years ago, but I don't really mean it. But, you know, there's so much going on right now. So I'm really happy to have you on the show. And is there anything new you're working on?
Yes.
That might be coming through?
There are several things. I am creating a mandala coloring journal. It is called Shades of Eden. And there are several image key inspirations in it. 11 mandalas to color and space for you to journal your experience. And it is going to be, I am very, very excited about it. It's been a concept that was channeled to me several years ago, and we're due to go to the printer on Monday. So,
how exciting. A color book.
It is a coloring book with a big difference, yes.
Well, I know that, but the angels are all going, oh, let's color.
This
is really loud in my head right now. So I was like, oh, my gosh, coloring book.
I have done this. I have used these templates as individual templates in workshops for the last few years, and people have been having really incredible experiences with them. So I'm excited to see them all in one book.
Well,
so there's
I'm
that one, and then I'm also collaborating with a musician and some cinematographer who is creating moving meditations to music for several of the image keys. And I'm also on the videos playing my crystal bowls. So that's also a very exciting new project, which will be out, I hope, in the first part of 2013. As with the journal, the journal should be ready in January.
Wonderful. Well, I have a caller that's been waiting for a reading named Kathy, and so I want to make sure people out there can get a hold of you. I'm so happy that you came on to talk about the work that you're doing. It's so valuable for each of us to be on our mission, right, to help everyone reconnect with the original blueprint. So how can people get a hold of you before I let you go?
The easiest way to get hold of me is through my website, and that is www.crystalwingshealingart.com. And so that's crystalwingshealingart.com, and that gives an email and phone number, and also there is a shopping cart if anybody is interested in that.
Well, wonderful, Barbara. Well, thank you for spending some of your Friday with us tonight. I really appreciate it.
It's been absolutely delightful. Thank you.
Thank you so much. And take care.
Thank you.
Well, that was Barbara with us on the Angel Connection. And, you know, I highly recommend these cards, guys. They're beautiful, and she's just got such a... I'm sweating from doing her interview. The energy is just rising and rising and rising. So, well, I understand that I've got a couple callers this evening, so I want to make sure, especially for Kathy, that I welcome her to the Angel Connection. Hello, Kathy.
Hi, how are you tonight?
I'm doing well. What can I do for you this evening? And thank you for waiting.
Oh, it was interesting listening. Can I just get a general reading?
Sure. You know, when I... it's interesting because people tell, you know, the producer will let me know when people are on the line, and I knew that I would absolutely at least get to your reading tonight because the angel started talking when she just said Kathy was on the line. So I was trying to keep track of my interview while keeping track of what your angels wanted to tell you about. There have certainly been some things that, you know, you've been going through recently. They told me that they want to just encourage you to keep going. And they tell me something about sort of cleaning house in your life, right?
Mm-hmm.
Sort of being able to be empowered to pick and choose what stays or remains and what goes. And I said this is really absolutely essential as you're moving in a new direction, as you're trying to create new possibilities. You have a lot of strength of Archangel Michael around you right now, because I think some of the steps that you're trying to take require more courage for you to step out. And some of this is just really about speaking your truth and being able to communicate that truth to other people.
Right.
Which maybe as a child wasn't, you know, necessarily an easy thing to do. But I really believe, and I'm just got goosebumps all over me that right now talking to you, that they are just very encouraging and, you know, of you just continuing to open up to working with your angels. That is primarily the influence I see around you. You have definitely a guardian angel, and then there's a couple other angels there too, but your archangel definitely is Archangel Michael.
Yeah, I talk to him all the time.
Well, yeah. It shows energetically when I'm leaning into the energy. I'm like, ah, there he is. But that's good, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And they told me that what is going to begin coming really out more and more is they tell me that you're creative. And one thing that they tell me about you is that you have just a wonderful moral compass.
Mm-hmm.
And there's something to do with being an advocate for people, what is right. It has to do with doing what's right, being able to speak for others who may not have a voice. These are just messages they're throwing at me and right now for you. But I expect that your life will be quite different, especially by summer of next year.
Mm-hmm.
And if you continue this course, continue to stay centered, and just like the image keys tonight that were pulled, you know, about balance, which
right.
you so beautifully read for the listeners.
Mm-hmm.
Having balance, and of course the angel message this week about putting, you know, your own needs first so that you can become whole.
Right.
But once you heal some of these things that you've been carrying around, you know, that you become aware of, right? New insights mm-hmm. and awareness, conscious awareness of some of the stuff that's going on in you. Once those dominoes start to fall and you really begin to move into the energy of this healing and expansion process for you, I just really see you becoming just a whole new woman and much happier.
Oh, that's nice. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much, Kathy, for calling. You have a wonderful weekend and a happy holiday.
Okay, you too.
All right. Well, that was Kathy. I'm kind of looking at the time. We only got a few minutes left here. I might be able to do a short one for Cyril. Welcome to the Angel Connection.
Hi. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Oh, no problem. What can I do for you?
Hi. I just wanted to know about my soul contract in this particular lifetime.
Okay, so soul contract, what they're showing me about that is that you've actually recently kind of made a change or some kind of shift in that contract that you came into. Originally coming in definitely for growth, for healing, and what they're showing me now is moving into this next sort of phase. I guess it's not a change in your contract, but a sort of a second tier of that has very much to do with communication, with sharing. They show me you as being meant to be a teacher. They don't kind of show me what teaching that is, but you're definitely meant to be sharing, communicating, and you know, sharing your wisdom with other people. And how that kind of manifests is entirely up to you. But you're definitely meant to share your light with others.
Okay, thank you so much for the message.
Take care. Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Well, guys, here's another Friday. We're going to have a great show next week. I want to make sure that you let people know about it. I'm having Dr. Sue Brown on, and we're going to discuss body shifts, which seems very appropriate with the angel message that we got about all these physical and cellular shifts that we're getting. So we're going to discuss body shifts, the role of frequency in health and disease. And she's got a wealth of information. So we're going to talk about the body, how that translates to the frequencies, and how we end up getting those frequencies out of whack. And the other exciting thing is it is the one-year anniversary next week of my show. Yay! We made it. And we're an hour. Due to popular request, thank you all for supporting the show. And I hope that you all have a pleasant rest of your evening. Thanks for spending some time with me. Until next time, my friends, remember to be angelic to yourselves so that you become an angel to others. Who knows? You might be at a truck stop and you can deliver a baby. No, just kidding. Love you all. Take care and have a blessed week.